to Fancy Town Crimes Podcast, a podcast about crimes in fancy towns told by middle-class broads.
All right, well, hello, everybody.
Hey, guys.
We're coming at you with some brand new recording equipment.
Oh, my gosh. This is Taylor, by the way.
And this is Megan.
And Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Even though it is not the new year yet for us, it is the new year for you. So Happy New Year.
Yeah, hopefully you had a safe and socially distanced New Year's.
Healthy.
You're healthy, you're happy, you're safe, you're snuggled up in a blanket.
Ready to take on January.
Yes, from the comfort of your couch.
I don't love Januaries. They're not my favorite.
I mean, they're cold. Especially around here, and they're just kind of long. They're long months.
Also, this year I decided to do a dry January.
Get in all the wine while you can, girl. But good for you. That's awesome.
Funny enough, I really am. Like, I have a Boda box of wine in my fridge. It's a 3-liter thing of wine. I was like, I have to get rid of this.
That
so
is
I'm drinking wine now.
Incredible. Actually, so I just got I was doing this sponsorship thing with this brand called Curious Elixirs, and it's a booze-free this is not sponsored, but if Curious Elixirs wants to sponsor us, it's a booze-free cocktail subscription kit. And so it's like perfect for dry January. They send you these like pre-made quote unquote cocktails, and they have no booze in them. And they're really
perfect good. For pregnancy too, huh?
Perfect for pregnancy, perfect for dry January. So check that out. And come sponsor us, please.
I know, please do. I feel like my mom was the OG of that, because she told me, I remember one time being like, how did you give up alcohol for 9 months? Because still baffles me to this day, still does.
It's a challenge.
Which is why I'm not pregnant, thankfully. but she was like, oh, I had like O'Doul's and non-alcoholic beer. And I'm like, that's how we know you're the Irish mother that you are. Drank non-alcoholic beer for the taste of it.
And like, okay. Not even like the good taste of like a good beer, just like a,
I know, it like, tastes like Rolling Rock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was challenging, because it was like I missed the experience of it all. Like the, just, you know, being able to, you know, have a glass of wine, sit down and like have like long drawn out conversations.
Well, unfortunately, because of the pandemic, it's just you and Jeff having long drawn out conversations, which you do anyway.
Exactly. It's just more of the same, indeed. But what Megan was starting to say at the beginning of the episode is, for Christmas, our partners totally spoiled us and got us recording equipment.
I know. Super excited. Like, so, so excited. Though I'm still a little tripped out by these headphones, because like I can't hear myself when I speak, but I can kind of hear, but it's great. I love it. Very excited.
It's super exciting. Like the microphone and the headphones are super cool, but I'm the same way with the microphones. Like I feel like, so I apologize to everybody if I'm yelling, it's because I cannot hear myself. So I'm like, speak louder, but that probably isn't okay for everyone's ears.
Well, listen, you were super crafty, and I didn't know that Brandon got your phone number and Colleen's phone number and somehow was able to pull all of this off. And I was like, what? I had no clue.
Yep. Crafty people. I mean, it was, and it's, what a great idea for him to get that for you. I was like so pumped when he was,
the one boyfriend you finally like.
I know. Thank you for being likable, Brandon. Oh my gosh. But really though, I am so excited. And like, once I got this set up in the office, I was like, I can't wait until we record, because I just like want to use this microphone so bad.
I know. It's sitting at my kitchen table because I don't, well, okay. So I do have a desk, but I use it as a vanity. So I can't. Fair enough. And I have so much makeup, there's no room for my microphone on my vanity.
No, I had to clean my desk to make room for this, and I'm about to lose the surface that I keep all of my makeup on. So I'm about to be in that same situation, and I'm scared.
Wait, why are you losing that surface?
We're going to be putting Ellie's pack and play in the bedroom, so we have to get rid of the dresser.
Oh, goodness. Big sacrifices here.
It's a big sacrifice. So no more surfaces for Taylor and all of her crapoli that's just in her bedroom.
Yeah, my kitchen table does, like, pile up. Like, if you could see behind the computer, mountains of letters. Well, no, actually, I cleaned it out this morning, but still.
Yeah, no, I mean, this desk, for the last probably 3 months, probably right before Ellie, no, right when Ellie arrived, it became just, like, the mountain of things.
Well, you have an excuse. I mean, it's not easy to have a God, I can't believe she's 3 months.
I can't believe it either. She's almost 4 months. She's 3.5 months now. She's like a little human.
I mean, that's hopefully the species you guys got out of this.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I was telling Jeff last night, I was looking at him. So we had a date night.
And, very exciting.
It was our first date night since she was born, and it was so lovely to just, like, spend time just the two of us. But then at the end of our date night, we were, like, waiting for my parents to come drop her off, and we were like, we miss her, where's our baby, which is such a weird feeling. But anyway, I was looking lovingly at my husband, and I said to him, honey, you have such a big face. And he was like,
how many bottles of wine have you had at that point?
He was like, thank you. And I was like, no, I mean, like, I'd stare at Ellie's tiny little face all day. And so I guess I haven't, like, stared at another, like, adult face in a while. And I was just like, it's so big. Like, all of the features on your face are just big.
She does. I think she looks so much like Jeff. I mean, she's got a Jeff chin for days. She really does. She has your eyes for sure. And all of the facial expressions she makes, I'm like, oh yeah, I've seen that one before. Oh, I've seen that one too.
Oh yeah, she got her face from daddy and she got her sassiness from mommy. So
that is,
yeah, basically. She's gonna be really smart and really sassy. So watch out, world. Here she comes.
I love it. I love it so much. And I'm very excited to be drinking out of my brand new Bay mug, best aunt ever.
Yes, I was so excited when I found that. I was like, that is so cute. I love the, like, double meaning there. And I love those mugs. They're so fun.
I use it for literally everything. Brandon's like, okay, we have to, like, put it in the dishwasher. I'm like, I know, but, like, I can have a little bit more water.
I love it. Oh, that's so fun. Just wait for all of the best aunt ever things I'm going to be getting for you over the next million years.
I can't wait to squish that face, man.
Oh, it's so squishable.
It's ripe for the squishing.
Oh,
it really
is. It's ready. It's ready to be squished. So before we jump on into the episode, we have a few housekeeping items for the new year.
And exciting things for the new year.
Oh my gosh. So many. It's very exciting. We're very excited. So this is, like we said, this is going to be the first episode of the new year. It's still 2020 for us, but it's 2021 for you. So future us, we hope things are going well. Future Megan and Taylor.
God, I hope so. It's only like 5 days away.
I know, right? So starting in 2021, we're going to be back to dropping episodes every week, every Tuesday. Woo, woo, woo. Now that my quote unquote maternity leave is over, my self-imposed it's overness. So that will be super fun.
In fairness, who made you take a maternity leave?
Jeff.
Jeff and Megan. We're like, no, take it down a notch.
I know. It's so true. You guys were like, you guys really, I'm really appreciate you guys pushing me to
relax
that time. Yeah, I know. I have a really hard time with that whole, like, relaxation thing. It's like, it's real hard.
Well, I'm proud of you. I'm glad you did it. And you should still relax, but here we are.
Yes, here we are. I'm giving myself 2 days a week worth of work. We're in a pandemic. I have no childcare. Welcome to my life. This is what it is.
Yeah. You need that one. What do you need? That 1 hour of self-care, 2 hours of self-care? One every day?
Yeah, an hour of self-care every day. I'm working on it. It's
That's your resolution for the new year.
It is my resolution for the new year. And that's what my therapist told me that I needed, and I will take it. So fingers crossed, I can execute on that every day. We shall see. So that's the first good news. Hopefully you think that's good news, that you'll be hearing more from our more of our lovely voices. And then the other really exciting thing that we're starting in 2021 is a new like little series thing. We are going to be interviewing different people who have interesting stories or backgrounds.
Jobs.
People just who want to talk to us. If you want to talk to us, like, we want to talk to you because we need
friends.
We're
begging for people to talk to.
Hashtag give us friends. but we're super excited because the first person that we are going to be bringing on to our show is a man by the name of Sean Cribben. And he has the most incredible story. So he escaped the Toronto serial killer, Bruce MacArthur.
Yep.
What the heck?
And has a documentary coming out about him that looks amazing.
I cannot
wait to watch it.
Just like it's like the trailer just gives me like, it gives you all those like feelings. Like when you watch it, you're just like, so he's going to be on. That's going to drop in a couple weeks. We're interviewing him next week. So we're super, super pumped to have that conversation. But so that's the first of some that'll come in 2021. So just watch out for more. Yeah. And I think the only other thing is just don't forget to like, subscribe, share, review, reach out to us.
Yeah, please do.
Because we want to hear from you. And we're really excited to take this into 2021. Megan and I were just talking about how this was like a total passion project that we threw together at the beginning of 2020, like right before the pandemic happened. And it's turned into so much more than that. And like, thank you guys for
you guys
caring about us. We thought it
was just going to be our moms and our significant others listening, just cheering us on. And what do you know? Some other people like us. So thank you for that, friends. We appreciate it. Oh,
they like us. They really like us. I don't know about really, but they like kind of like us and they've stuck around. So thanks.
I have nothing else to listen to. And I'm cool with that. I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that. If you just need to throw us on in the background while you're cleaning your bathroom, you do you.
By
you do
all
what
means.
You got to do.
Baking, that's when I listen to my true crime. I'm either listening to show tunes and belting crime as I bake.
It's a shower activity for me, which probably isn't a good time to listen to true crime because like I'm terrified someone's going to kill me in the shower. So like it's probably like not the best time, but it is the only time I really get to do it. So
Ellie's going to be a little mini murderino.
Oh, don't you wait. She's about to fit into her sweet baby angel onesie. So I can't wait to put it on to her.
How big is the Fancy Town Crimes one? It's like 3 to 6 months, right?
I think
6 to 9.
I think it was it's either 6 to 9 or 9 to 12. I remember it being like really big. The sweet baby angel one is 3 to 6, which she's now in, which is crazy. Even though she was a tiny, tiny little babe.
She was just a nugget.
Just a wee nug. So anyway,
there's no good segue. I'm just going to dive right on in.
Let's because do
there's,
it.
There's no segue from that.
Nope.
So we are going to Vestavia Hills.
Wow. Wow. Alabama.
Alabama, which is a very beautiful Vestavia.
I know.
It's very beautiful.
Doesn't it have like such a lovely name? It sounds like, I don't know.
It sounds rich.
It does sound
rich. Covering it.
I know when
it is rich.
When I came across it, I was like, that place got to be rich.
Yeah, it most definitely has to be rich. Okay, so I got my information from Wikipedia, VHAL.org, which is like the government site, and then Data USA. All right, let's dive on in. This is a pretty short intro, especially for me. Okay, so Vestavia Hills is located at the foot of the Appalachian Mountains in Jefferson County, Alabama. Known more simply as Vestavia, this suburb is made up of Vestavia, Liberty Park. Oh my God, I accidentally wrote Liberty Parky, which is what we call my parents' dog as a nickname. Liberty Parky. So it's made up of the neighborhoods of Vestavia, Liberty Park, and Cahaba Heights. The suburb is named for the 20-acre estate of former Birmingham Mayor George B. Ward. Now, this guy was pretty flippin' cool, I'm not gonna lie. So this globe-trotting mayor was inspired by the Temple of Vesta in Italy, and hired an architect to design a home for him using the temple as inspiration. The temple, as it's known, was built of dark pink sandstone with 20 massive columns that were carved and painted with garlands of flowers and fruit.
That's
interesting. And the temple is still there. And I think you can get married in it, because when I looked it up, it was like, do you want to get married here? And I was like, probably. So Ward called his temple Vestavia, as Vesta was the Roman goddess of hearth, and Via meaning by the roadway.
Hmm. Do you know what it means to be
a goddess of hearth?
A goddess of hearth?
I thought it was health initially, but I looked and it was literally an R there.
Hearth. Let's see. A place where fire is lighted. Oh, wait. That's a hearth.
Well, yeah, but it's spelled the same way.
Let's see. Well, hearth has an A. Oh, does that one also have an A?
H-E-A-R-T-H.
Yeah. So hearth, then, I guess.
I think it's got to be health, but it might have been a tight. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it could also be, you know, a fire, somewhere a fire is lighted. So, you know, goddess of fire.
That's me.
It is you. Fiery Megan.
With my red hair. It's good that I bring this up now as I'm reading it. Okay, cool. Anyway, the area around the temple that still stands today was developed into the suburb of Birmingham known as Vestavia Hills. I think that's really cool that this guy basically like threw up his house and was like, this is my house and this is what I'm calling it. And everybody was like, hey man, that's pretty cool.
That has a really interesting background. Like, I feel like that is not very commonly how places are named.
Yeah. I read another article too that was like, this mayor, when he died, he wanted to be buried under the temple, I think, or somewhere around it. And literally the author was like, instead they buried him in a boring old cemetery. And I was like, I've never heard a cemetery called boring before, but okay, cool.
That is, well then.
Yep. So the suburb is a relatively young city, officially incorporated on November 8th, 1950.
Wow, that is super young.
Yep. It currently has a population of 34,000 citizens. The city's demographics are, no shocker to anyone, 90.4% white.
Ah, yes, of course.
3.8% Black or African American, 0.2% Native American, 3.8% Asian, 0.1% Pacific Islander, 2.5% Latinx, and 1% two or more races.
Hmm.
Yep. Vestavia has
a lot of diversity.
I mean,
more than some places, not as much as others.
True. Sometimes we look and it's like 99.7% white.
You're like, well, that's what that is.
And we just feel bad for that one poor person of color who's like,
he's like, why did I be here? Why am I here?
Okay. It has a median household income of $105,000 and a median property value of $364,000, which I find interesting. So the median household income, 105, that's really good.
Yes.
But then the property value is only 364,000.
Yeah, that's that ratio is like, for them, is real good. Like, you can get a really nice house then, apparently, for not as much as other places. I mean, like, you compare it to like literally a bunch of places that we've covered, and that like income to housing price ratio is like usually so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about here, like where we are in a very, you know, expensive area, and I'm not exactly sure what the median income is around us, but I would say it's probably around maybe like 100 or something. Maybe
100. It varies, like where I am.
It varies so much.
Definitely. I bet it's like 50,000 where I am.
That's so true. It varies so much in this area because we're so condensed.
But even still, if you think about it, right? Like 50,000, I'm pretty sure where I am, it's about 50,000.
Probably.
But then the median property value is 295.
Yeah. So it's like, that's a big jump. Whereas what they have is totally, it's much more attainable than literally anywhere around here.
You're like, hey, you, places. Do you want to work a job and be able to buy a house? Come on in.
Welcome. So like, if you want to move somewhere, apparently move here and you can buy a house and you can actually still live, afford to live, which, wow, what a concept.
And the school system is really good because it's been recognized by the Wall Street Journal, among other sources.
Okay, I'm skeptical. Why is everything about this place so good? And apparently the crime rate is super duper low.
Yeah, so the school is known for its math and debate teams, which have won several national competitions, smart kids, as well as a successful band, musical kids, baseball, basketball, and wrestling program, athletic kids.
That's super interesting. We have a whole
package.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like such, it's so diverse, because usually it's like, they're like, it's all about sports. Like, they have a really good sports thing, but it sounds like they have like a really great program for the arts. They have a really great program for the sciences. Like, that's incredible.
Well, also, funny enough, my funny, well, it's not really, well, it's kind of funny crime. It's kind of a little ha 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 in an uncomfortable way, is actually about the school system.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I mean, no shade to the school system. They actually did a really great thing, but it's just, it's a little funny. So
I love it. That's super interesting.
And that is Vestavia.
Vestavia. Wondrous. Thank you for covering that.
I can't wait to see what you have got in store for us, friend.
Well, so we had talked about doing New Year's Eve crimes, and I wanted to do something along those lines. Everything I found was like relatively short because it wasn't, you know, they're not like the typical crimes that we cover where they're like real, like a real deep dive into somebody's history and blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to be covering a shorter crime. It's funny, also a little disturbing. And then I can cover more depending on how long it takes for me to tell you about this. But anyway,
Cover them all.
Cover all of them. So as you can imagine, New Year's Eve is a time of crime-ridden craziness. It's just, you know, people be getting cray because they're getting crunk. Let's be serious. So,
except this New Year's.
Except for this New Year's, when hopefully people are not getting cray and crunk. That is the goal.
Except Ellie. Woo!
She's going to get so milk drunk, she don't even know. So, some of the most common crimes to occur on New Year's Eve would include property damage. Of course, because people are drunk, and that is how things work. And then assault and battery, much worse than property damage. Public intoxication, that is self-explanatory.
Never would have guessed that one.
Never would have guessed that one in a million years. And finally, trespassing. Which I think is interesting because at first I read trespassing and I was like, why would you be trespassing? But one, you're drunk, and you like would think that that probably would be funny.
Well, I've heard so many stories of people drunkenly wandering into like the wrong house and you're just like, ooh, I've never done that.
No, I can't say that I have, but I could see how it could happen. So speaking of trespassing, let's talk about my crime.
Mm.
So, Vestavia Hills couple got quite the surprise on New Year's Eve when a nude man wearing a Ronald Reagan mask creeped into their breezeway.
Whoa. Okay, first of all, what is a breezeway and why don't I have one?
So, a breezeway would just be like the like entryway to your house, like when it's like closed off on either side, kind of a thing.
I love that. Why don't I have one?
I was gonna say, I'm trying to think if you've ever had one at like any of your other places.
No, it's always just been like you walk in and here's the house.
Here it is. Yeah, no, breezeways are really nice because they collect the breeze in their way.
For wind power to power the house.
For wind power the house. Yeah.
I'm in rare form today. Just keep going.
So, the man who was naked, Sorry, my brain just stopped working. So the man who was naked, except for wearing the Ronald Reagan rubber mask and also covering his covering his private parts, was a sock. So he was literally wearing a Ronald Reagan mask and a sock, and that is it.
I can picture it like the like the tall socks that have like the colored things, like the thread around. I just can't like right now. Tube sock. Do that. Yes.
Oh my god. Or like what if a knee-high like
diabetic
sock?
What if it was like a diabetic compression sock?
Like compressing it all. Oh my gosh. There's a picture of this that I'll have to share on the gram. It's creepy.
Don't defile the poor sock.
It's, you don't see the sock, unfortunately, well, fortunately for everyone, you just see the mask and the creepiness of this man. Ugh. He's like doing that, like, the best way I can describe this picture without you being able to see it is he's doing that like horror movie crawl that people do, you know, when they like crawl.
No. In,
yeah, like super creepy, like, you know, like they're going to move really fast. It's like that. It's
what year was this that this happened?
This was, beep, bop, boop, 2016.
How did he even find a Ronald Reagan mask?
That's a really good
question. Like, I've never come across that in my lifetime.
That is a very, very good question.
Oh, God.
So, the Yancey family, so Danielle Yancey and her husband spotted him and ran him out of the house.
I thought you were going to say the husband's name was Spot. Spot.
The husband, Spot. So he was caught on their security camera and they later posted it on Facebook to warn the neighbors.
Have you seen this tube sock?
Yeah, seriously though. So
I'm sorry, I'm so bad today.
So good. So what they said about it was, I know a lot of people are laughing about it, and honestly, I got a chuckle from it later, but at the same time, it's very concerning.
I wouldn't be chuckling if yeah. I was her. I give her a hell of a lot of credit.
Yeah, 100%. She said, I don't know what he was planning on doing. And that's the thing. Like, it could have just been like, you know, a funny, like trespassing prank, you know, dare sort of thing, or it could have been, you know, who knows?
Listen, if you want to do like a, first of all, when you're a woman, there is no funny trespassing. Like, it just, nope. It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. Don't funnily trespass into anything having to do with a woman's house, because
second
that's
of
not
all,
funny.
You need to cover your junk more completely with that for it to be funny. Like, wear a thong or something. Dude.
Yeah, seriously. Like, something. Anything is better than a tube sock. So, Yancey's husband, whose name is Bart. I was going to say, it's not far off from Spot, but it's Bart. Bart the man had just taken out the trash and returned inside when he caught a glimpse of a shadow in the breezeway. The trespasser had already opened the gate and entered when Bart Yancey yelled to him. He then followed him briefly when he called 911 from his cell phone. The Vestavia Hills police responded to the scene but weren't able to find the man. They said it was so cold outside that the police were saying that he wouldn't last long nude like that.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's Alabama. What was it, like 70?
I mean, that's a good point.
Give me a break.
Also, he's probably so intoxicated. He has no idea that it's cold outside.
He has no perception of feeling anymore.
No. He was naked with a mask and a tube sock. Reality has left the building. So she said multiple theories have been discussed, including that it was a dare, a bet that he lost, or a teenager on New Year's Eve, you know, a party that had gone
I believe
out of control.
All three of those things.
Absolutely. I think that it literally could have been any of those or all of them altogether. They said he could have been messed up on drugs or alcohol. And in that mindset, you don't know what he would have done to someone else. And that's kind of where it gets a little scary.
Well, true. The only reason I think maybe he wasn't messed up on drugs or alcohol is he had the sense to grab a mask.
A mask and a tube sock.
Yeah, like he's like, I'm not going to give you all the good stuff.
Yeah. Don't want to show you everything. Got to leave something to the imagination. My face and my junk. But she said I don't think he had a gun on him, but he could have.
He didn't have anywhere to put the gun.
Maybe that's what he was using the tube sock for.
Where,
like,
where would he have put the gun? He's naked.
I mean, I don't know.
In Bridesmaids, when she says she like sticks the gun up her butt and then she like gets a little like pocket and pulls it.
Exactly. So
but
I mean,
love Melissa McCarthy.
She's so funny. So, but he could have potentially hurt us, Yancey said, or they could have potentially hurt him. Even if it was a prank, it could have been very scary and very dangerous pretty quickly. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Prank your friends. Don't prank randos.
No, seriously, it's a good way to get shot.
No kidding, right?
So, side story. So, our friend Steve, when he was having his bachelor party.
Oh my God.
One of the things, do you remember this? So the guys who were throwing the bachelor party for him, one of the things that they had talked about was they were going to blindfold him and quote unquote pretend to kidnap him. And so his wife, his now wife, Kate, found out about this, got in touch with my husband, Jeff, and was like, Jeff, please don't let them do this. Because Steve carries a knife on him.
And he'll cut a bitch.
And he would, can you imagine if someone tried to abduct Steve, he would murder them.
By accident. Yeah.
A total accident. Absolutely. He would just be trying to defend himself. And so luckily, Jeff was able to convince the guys that this was not a good idea. Steve found out about it afterwards. And he said, also, it would not be a good idea for anyone to ever try to abduct him. So even if it's a friend, maybe don't abduct them because, you know, you don't know their crazy skills.
I was going to say, I mean, I'd fight tooth and nail. I'd be like, I'm getting all your DNA under my fingernails, motherfucker. You're never getting away with this.
Seriously, though, like you, I mean, especially like if you are a true crime junkie, like you know all the things. Like, you want to see me in the trunk of a car? I'm going to punch the back of that license plate out and you're going to see me waving my hand out. I'm going to be a crazy.
It's also, they now, most new cars have there's like a lever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so sad that we need a lever.
It's sad that a lever needs to exist. You should also, if you haven't, these are just true crime tips from Taylor and Megan. Also, if you
know nothing about true crime, we just read things on the internet.
We just read them. We don't experience them. We sit in our houses and talk about it. So if you ever have your hands zip tied, you should look up how to have those removed because that's a really good one. You can do it with a shoelace.
Seen duct tape. You just spit on it and the adhesive will come off.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. I feel like I would just if you use your tongue to right around your.
Right. Lips. You know where else is a good place to go for escaping? Is TikTok.
TikTok has it all. It really does.
There are like self-defense people on TikTok who are like, listen, if this ever happens to you, and I'm like, I'm ready. I am so, nobody wants me. I've got no fucking money. I would not be great at being trafficked because I've got too much of a fucking mouth on me.
Yeah, so it's true.
Nobody wants me, but I know how to get out of those restraints.
Be like, take me so I can show you how I can get out of it.
Someone would literally kidnap me and then bring me back and be like, fuck her.
There have been stories about people who are like too annoying. And so people like, they just like let them go. So just like be too annoying. Like just be your true self and
be that naggy bitch you were born to be.
I mean, seriously, like I feel like I would just never stop talking. I'd just be like, I'm sorry, your ears are gonna bleed because I'm gonna talk
because you're so nervous. Yeah,
I'm so nervous. When I get nervous, I just can't shut up.
Be like, listen, can you just tell me what's coming next? Because like, it's okay, it's whatever, it's fine, but can you just tell me? Because I need to plan for like what's gonna
happen. And maybe like, get out of the car, just get out, just leave, just go. Anyway, that was a huge tangent. So Vestavia Hills Police Lieutenant Kevin York said they received another call around 11 p.m. So it wasn't even like that late
pre-gaming too hard.
Yeah.
He lost Kings, the Never Have I Ever. Oh, he lost.
It was a bad night. And it was a bad morning, unless he was young and then he was totally fine the next morning.
It's so true.
It's so true. So sad. So they received a call around 11 p.m. about a teenager streaking through the neighborhood in the direction of Vestavia Hills Baptist, where he said kids are known to hang out. they were unable to locate the streaker as well. So Yancey said she just wants her neighbors and community to be aware and safe, and hopes that the trespasser is also safe. If indeed he meant no harm to them, which, fair enough, I like that caveat. I hope he never does it again, because he could have been unlucky. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe we spooked him off enough not to go to another house and do it again. So that is the case that I really wanted to cover in Vestavia Hills, because it's just so ridiculous and very silly.
I really like those people. I want to go and enjoy some cocktails with them.
Right. I think they were very kind-hearted, even though it was a very, very creepy situation.
I don't think I would have handled it in the same way.
No, I don't think so.
I give them credit because I would have been like, who the fuck are you?
No, seriously. Like, baseball bat, golf clubs, chasing them out of the house. Like, it would have been a very different. I don't know if I would have wished them well.
Jeff would have gone from zero to Hulk.
Yeah, basically.
Jeff doesn't get mad often.
But
he goes from zero to Hulk.
Yeah, seriously. Just don't get in his way, because he'll take you out.
Forensics investigators and cadaver dogs scoured the property at a home on Mallory
Crescent. Dozens of officers have been working around the clock.
Pleading guilty to 8 counts of murder in the first degree, this makes him Canada's biggest serial killer.
This isn't your average documentary. This isn't your average story. He wasn't your average serial killer.
And he was evil.
The most infamous serial killer in the history of Toronto. I mean, this man was brutal, relentless.
And my son isn't your average survivor.
I remember everything other than what happened during the 20 minutes. But from the pictures he took during those 20 minutes, I know what was probably about to happen.
In 2017, Sean Cribben became friends with a stranger from an online dating site. The stranger was Canada's oldest, most notorious serial killer, Bruce MacArthur. You're gonna wanna check out Was I Next? The Sean Cribben Story.
Did you hear there's a serial killer in the neighborhood?
All right. So here is one other little New Year's Eve crime. I thought this one was, there were a few that were a little dark, and I figured since that one was so light, I would stay on that wavelength. So Justine Smith and Francisco Perez, from Montreal, Canada, wanted to start 2017 with a bang. What better way to bring in the new year than beginning a marriage? The couple was probably quite busy with their wedding day plans, as they forgot to turn off the instant booking option they had set on Airbnb. Never good, which they often use to rent out their extra two rooms.
Wait, in their house. Wait, what is instant?
So for those of you, so I used to have an Airbnb that is now a long-term rental again, but instant book is when you can go on Airbnb's website, and if you find a property, it'll just automatically approve the stay.
Oh, so you as the owner don't have to approve it.
Correct. Yep. It'll auto-approve, and you'll get like all of the automated messages telling you how to check in and everything. And honestly, I'm not sure why they would have an instant booking option when it's in their own house, because I would like to know when someone's going to be showing up to my personal house, but to each their own.
I know you said it was 2017, but it's so funny to think that this was clearly pre-COVID, because it's like, yeah, just come on into my house, share my amenities, like bring in nasty germs. It's cool. Let's mix and mingle the immune systems.
Seriously though, have you seen that tweet going around and was like, can you believe that we used to go bowling and stick our three fingers in those dirty holes that everyone else stuck their fingers in, and then we would go and use our same and then go use those same fingers to eat fries and chicken wings?
Oh my god.
And so I was like, it's so true, and it's so we were so gross before COVID. How did we all not perish?
I mean, truthfully, like, we have good immune systems, and
Fingers in those bowling balls.
We have good immune systems. People have sucked their fingers in a hell of a lot worse.
I mean, good point.
But we have good immune systems for a reason. It's just, unfortunately, COVID is such a it's novel, so it's brand new, and our immune systems are like, what?
It's, yeah, they're like, oh, what is this thing that has come to wreak havoc on my body?
Which, by the way, I'm so excited to get the vaccine, hopefully in February.
That's so exciting.
My mom got her first round of vaccine and she had no issue.
That's awesome.
Yep. And she's getting her second dose probably the day that this comes out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
And she's had no side effects, which is great. She got the Pfizer one. So if you're in line, you go, you do it, you get pricked in the arm, and it's for the good of humanity.
Go get your jab. Jab for humanity.
Can't wait to get my jab.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I have like a I think you, Kate, and Nicole are probably the only people in my life, right, who are like at the front of the line to get the jab. And I can't wait.
Kate and Nicole are definitely ahead of me. I'm second round jab.
Yeah. I think Kate was telling me she's February. So
she might be the tail. So I know she's probably the end of phase one because Colleen is the end of phase one.
Because
They're like the quote unquote, like accessory healthcare workers. I shouldn't say accessory because that sounds so wrong, but you know what I mean.
But they're not like dealing directly with COVID patients.
They're not in a hospital. Exactly. Yeah, they're not in a hospital. And then I want to say like teachers are pretty like high up on the second phase.
Thank goodness. Thank good.
But you know, I was talking to the janitor who I'm very close with at the high school. He's lovely.
Yep.
Love him so much. He was saying that it's only teachers, not all school staff are in phase two, which is bullshit.
What?
Isn't that insane?
But there's still, that doesn't make sense.
I mean, I'm hopeful. The school system I work for is great. Like, credit where credit is due. They really are great. They've done a lot to protect teachers through this, to protect students, to protect support staff. I really think that they'll push to get all of the staff vaccinated, but it's technically they don't have to.
Wow. That's crazy town.
I really think they will because our superintendent has been like great. She's really had she had the best interest for students, the best interest for teachers.
Good.
I can't complain about her.
That's
yeah.
So good. I can't wait until you peeps get your jabs and then you can come and hang out with me.
Jab, 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 jab. I can't wait either.
Oh my gosh.
Can we just squish those cheeks? So
I know. So anyway, back to New Year's Eve.
I was going to say, now we really are eating up time. I was like, we have plenty of time.
Well, that's just how we do though. Welcome to our show if you're new.
Please stay.
Please don't leave us. Apparently the couple had already rented out one of the rooms on that night. And when the second room was automatically rented out, the couple tried to cancel the reservation to no avail. The renters
Airbnb ruthless.
I know, seriously. The renters promised they'd be super chill, quote unquote. Yeah.
They were not.
Spoiler alert, not. So the couple went forward with the renting out the room. Imagine their surprise when they return home from their wedding at 2 a.m. on New Year's Eve to find a party taking place in their apartment with a full-on orgy and drugs galore.
I'm more concerned about the naked people.
Apparently, the renters cleaned up their mess, left a note apologizing to the property owners, and left a 5-star rating for the couple on Airbnb. Oh, is
better?
You
better also refund them too.
Oh my gosh.
That's the opposite of super chill. Naked and drugs is the opposite of chill.
We'll be super chill. Our orgy will be super chill. What?
I remember the night that I stayed up with you with those super chill guests that you had upstairs.
Oh my gosh.
Were you pregnant at the time?
I was pregnant, yeah. It was very stressful. I had some guests come This is not the reason that we transitioned it to a long-term rental, but we had a guest who came. No parties are allowed in our unit, and most places don't allow parties because it's just there's potential for damage to
your
property.
Own place, bro.
Yeah, totally. And these people snuck in, like it was like 20 people, and it was upstairs above my unit, so like I'm there. I live there. And they were smoking weed up there in our unit, which like it's legal, you can smoke it, but outside. So our unit that we were renting out, we couldn't get the weed smell out for months. And it was just really bad. So if you are a guest of an Airbnb, please be considerate. It's somebody's home.
Smoke outside.
I know there's like also like hosts that like aren't great too. Be a good host, but like just everybody be respectful. You're in someone else's home. Let's just all respect one another and be kind and be chill and be great.
I like Airbnb because most of the time it's more chill than if you stayed in a hotel.
Totally. Absolutely. The same way. I love staying at Airbnbs because it's just so much easier. I can bring Piper. We can bring the whole family. You can bring your own food. Like, I love that option. And you can like stay in some really cool places.
For cheaper.
Yeah. It's a great way for people to make some money from like a property that they own. Like these two people or this couple, like I'm sure that was awesome for them. They could rent out two rooms in their house. This situation hopefully got them to turn off Instant Book. But you know,
poor things, honestly, poor things. I feel bad because honestly, a New Year's wedding sounds so much fun.
So much fun. A New Year's. Can you please have your wedding on New Year's? Because that would be a blast.
Honestly, if I ever get married, it would be a potential. It would be a potential.
That would be so much fun.
And I love having plans for New Year's too.
Yeah. And like, what a great, like even as like an anniversary, that would be such a fun, like such a good excuse to like do something really fun for New Year's.
My dad is so against having weddings on any sort of like special day though. So.
But I feel like New Year's is different. Like, it's not like Christmas. It's not like a family holiday where New Year's is like all about the friends anyway.
Also, he'd get right over it.
Yeah. Sorry, Dad.
We're like, Dad, this is the day. And he'd be like, ugh. And I'd be like, ugh, yourself. I remember when we did the anniversary party for my parents, and it was a surprise for my mom, but not for my dad, because we cannot surprise my dad. And I just remember, so first of all, he called me the week of and was like, you're going to spoil the surprise. Stop talking to your mother. And I'm like, I'm not, because she thinks I'm in classes on that Saturday, which I was supposed to be. I snuck out of classes. And then the second thing was, he said to me one time, well, it's my anniversary party, so I can wear whatever I want to wear. And I literally was like hell you are. You'll wear a polo and you will like it. And he didn't say anything. And I think in that moment, he was like, oh my God, it's Mary Helen.
He was like, my daughter has become just like my wife. That is incredible. Yep.
Yeah.
She spoke through your soul.
Yeah, she frequently does that. I catch myself doing that all of the time.
So those are my little New Year's Eve stories. The second one did not take place in Alabama, but it was awfully funny / cringeworthy.
I very much enjoyed all the tangents we were able to go through.
We were very tangy today.
We were very tangy.
Tangy.
So my little shindig happens in Vestavia Hills. And so there's two parts to it.
Okay.
The first thing I'll read to you is the article. And I will say this ahead of time. It is about the school. They did do a good. For sure.
They did a good.
So just keep that in mind as I read this article. Don't go hate them. They did great. And then we're going to read the FAQ that they put out because it's gold.
Oh, I love a good FAQ.
It's gold. Okay. So the title is Vestavia Hills Rebel Mascot is a Vestige of Racism, a Smear on the City. So that's why I said don't hate the school because they did a good. Okay. So Vestavia Hills resident mom, Rhonda Steele, her name is Rhonda Steele Nabors, which number one, power to you keeping your maiden name. Love it.
Get it, girl. Do your thing.
Second, Rhonda, most mom name ever. Also love it. And you will love Rhonda through this. Okay.
Go Rhonda.
So
go
she Rhonda. Cheers for her town sports team. She'll scream, go red. She'll holler, go Vestavia. But she can't bring herself to yell, go Rebels, to stand and cheer for a school mascot that, as she puts it, quote, marginalizes 7 to 10% of the students. Fucking go Rhonda.
Get it, Rhonda.
Long before Charleston, so this was in God, this was in 2015, which I didn't even realize was when the whole like Charleston thing happened. I didn't realize it was that long ago.
Yeah, that's in, I can't, yeah. Time is an illusion.
Mm-hmm. So long before Charleston, Nabors wanted her children to consider the messages they send to others. She was uncomfortable with the rebel because she wants those children to understand how their own actions affect the way others feel. Again, go Rhonda.
Rhonda, you were in touch and I am all about it.
I'm here for it. I'm here for Rhonda. Okay. This week, in the reflection of that South Carolina horror, Nabors went on Vestavia Hills Facebook group and questioned, far more politely than I would, whether the time of the rebel mascot has passed. Quote, in light of the race-based Charleston murders, now seems like a good time to have another discussion about this topic, she wrote. And it began. Dozens of comments rolled in, and the discussion she sought began, reasonably and agreeably and pleasantly and not. Many of the commenters agreed. It's time, at the very least, to talk. Others believe that the rebel is a respected part of history, that getting rid of it is like banning pirate mascots because, well, pirates robbed people and raped women, but it was a start. Quote, I can't not push this issue after 9 people were gunned down in Charleston because of their race, she said. Mm. It's just not right. And it's not. Mm. The truth is that Vestavia Hills rebels has nothing to do with the Civil War history and everything to do with the civil rights history. Mm. Alabama's fight against integration took most of the 1960s, which blows my mind. The 1960s doesn't feel like that long ago.
No, it does not. It's unfathomable that it was so recent.
Yeah. So Alabama's fight against integration took most of the 1960s as stands in the schoolhouse door gave way to lawsuits. By the end of the decade, schools around Alabama began to open their doors to all people, and the flight began. In 1970, as a direct result of the desegregation, Vestavia Hills created its own system. It had the gall to name its mascot the Rebels.
That is so interesting.
Again, school system did a good. That's why we're not going to hate on them.
Yep, yep, yep.
Not here, but like the recent people did a good. Okay. Vestavia didn't just pick its mascot out of a hat. Like a thundering herd or a blue devil, it picked a Confederate flag-waving Civil War rebel because it saw itself as rebellious. And this is a quote, we dare defend our way of life. We dare defend our way of light.
Oh, no.
Cringy AF. Of course, Vestavia Hills is not alone. Rebels is the 8th most common nickname in Alabama schools, just ahead of Patriots. It is used in public schools such as Thorsby High and at private schools like Bessemer Academy, also formed in the 1970s in response to fear of the Black menace.
Oh my. Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Yep. Again, don't hate the school. I promise they did good. I promise. Ooh. Let me get to the end. It was a common mascot at the so-called, quote, segregation academies. Ugh. Yikes. Where more than 50,000 white students swarmed or seceded to between 1965 and the early 70s, the rebels. Of course, it's no longer 1970 and Vestavia Hills is not the Vestavia of 1970. And that's precisely what Nabors is trying to say. Vestavia Hills is one of the best academic systems around, with great teachers and facilities and scores and sports and support, which thank you for admiring teachers because
teachers are the bomb.
Also, I don't think teachers in Alabama get paid a lot, and you deserve to get paid a hell of a lot more. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Vestavia Hills does so many things right. It makes no sense that it would besmirch all that with an offensive mascot. It's like, this is kind of funny. It's like slapping a skull and crossbones on penicillin. It's like tattooing a middle finger on Sandra Bullock's nose. The gem of America, Sandra Bullock.
I mean, she's not wrong.
She is the gem of America. Vestavia Hills is better than that. It knows better than that. Oh, it was 15 years ago when the system leaders decided it was a bad idea for students to wave their Confederate flags at away games. Oof. Because I love this author. A, they didn't want their students constantly getting punched in the face, or B, they realized it was an embarrassment. Either way, they recognized it was wrong. I'm just like facepalm. They just lacked courage to do anything real about it. Today, however, is another day. Right. Another chance. Nabors is right. It is time. Even in the face of protest and tradition and diehard rebellion, to start and finish this conversation without excuse. This mascot, this brand that it stands for, the city of Vestavia Hills, was founded in fear and defiance of equal rights. Mm-hmm. It is time Vestavia Hills yelled another cheer. Quote, we are better than that. So I will say, Vestavia Hills did get a new mascot. What that mascot is. However, I know they got a new mascot because I'm on the Vestavia Hills City Schools. Okay. And they had an FAQ about the mascot changing.
Oh, all right. Let's dive in.
So here are some of the better ones, because I won't read all of them. Here are some of the better ones. Okay. So the first one here. what are the costs associated with removing images of former mascot from the high school? Answer. The only cost we have incurred to date is the repainting of the gym wall. Other changes, such as the mats and report cards, are no additional cost to us. Great.
That's great.
If the school is simply, quote, rebranding the mascot, why is it being removed? The Board of Education decided that the school system would no longer endorse Rebel Man as an official mascot of VHHS. As such, we move forward with removing the existing images of Rebel Man from school property. The rebranding process itself has not yet begun. Some people are confused about what rebranding means.
If we're rebranding, why are we rebranding?
This is another good one. Was the gym floor refinished sooner than was recommended? The floor was already scheduled for refinishing in the spring of 2015 due to normal wear.
Gosh. People are like, my taxpayer money!
Was the refinishing of the gym floor more expensive as it's a new emblem that was put on? The cost to us remained the same regardless of the image on the floor.
I could just see the person who's typing the responses to these FAQs. They just have a deadpan face and they're just like, why is this my life?
Okay, hang on. There's good ones too. Here's a good one. What will happen to the student/students who were supposed to be Rebel Man this year?
They can educate themselves and be something else.
This is even better. No student signed up in the spring to audition for Rebel Man.
Of course they didn't. Oh my gosh.
Thus, the position was not filled for the coming year. This was the second consecutive year that no students auditioned in the spring, because I will say this a million times. Teenagers get so much shit and they are better than most adults.
True that.
Yep. Here's a good one. Why hasn't the school system consulted with students yet? The rebranding process has not yet begun. We have instructed potential firms that students must be given outlets for input throughout the rebranding process. Also, no students tried to be Rebel Man. They don't fucking care.
Exactly. Exactly.
And here's the best one. How can you afford this? The school system maintains funds for a management of facilities and school upgrades. Through these efforts, we will be joining the many other educational institutions that have rebranded and updated their own mascots and symbols. We are already planning for the potential expenses in our coming budget year and do not expect any setbacks to teaching and learning, student services, or athletics. Given the importance of the Rebel name and what it represents to the thousands of students who will attend VHHS in the years to come, we believe this one-time expense is worth the cost. Mm-hmm. When the process is completed, we will explore opportunities to recover costs through trademarking and merchandise sales.
There you go. People, just, you know, what is the fiscal cost? What is the cost to society is the real question there.
My favorite is like, why haven't you consulted the students? And the students are on TikTok like, I'm a savage. Wait, what?
Like, wait, what? We're doing what? So many things to say where do I even start? But so the thing is with this, you know, like rebranding of mascots and taking down of statues and like that whole thing, everyone's big argument is always like, well, what about the history? Like, you're erasing the history.
This but is an issue with history.
It is. This is an issue with history. So here's the thing. I have so many things, but like, here's a thing about that, right? So like, so you're so mad because they're like changing the mascot, they're taking down the statue, whatever, and you're so worried that they're wiping away the history. Okay, tell me about what the history is behind that thing that they're taking away, and I'm gonna bet you a million times over, one, you didn't have any idea what that actually meant. You were just, it's just something that you believe should be like that because of blah, 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 but you don't even have any background on what it actually meant, one. So why do you care? Two, and three, read a history book if you want to know about history. I just can't.
And three, if you're concerned about your child's mascot or your mascot from high school, you peaked in high school, sit down.
Maybe you should find something else like to be concerned about. Like if you're so concerned that like, it just doesn't make sense. I don't know. It's just like,
what were you guys? The Knights?
We were the Guardians. It was a knight. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Guardians. Yeah. We had a knight, but I don't know that we actually had like a physical like mascot.
We were the Astros. Oh, the Astros. And we would literally chant. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Give it to me.
Nobody messes with the Astro machine. That is why I will never be upset if they change the mascot.
But you know what I love about that? I think at least that seems like a very neutral mascot.
Well, it was because Alan Shepard went to the high school I went to.
There we go.
So he was the first American in space. Look at me. I don't even fucking know.
I don't know.
But also, funniest thing is we make all this comment about like, you know, the rebels and whatever, and it's not great. Glad they changed it. If you know what they changed it to, DM us because we'd love to give an update.
Totally.
But Massachusetts has a huge issue with using Native American symbols. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Do you see the one in Saugus?
Yeah, of course I do.
How can you not? How can you miss it? It's just right there for everyone to see.
They're the sachems, right?
I'm pretty sure
they're the sachems. And then there's the tomahawks. And I'm like, can we pick? The worst is the Redskins, which isn't in Massachusetts. It's a National Football League. Yeah. But that's being renamed,
thankfully.
Oh, good. It is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. The Redskins are now becoming the
Blueskins.
Right. They're going to be
fine because you're blue. Dabba dee dabba die.
Rename controversy. Right now they're just calling them the Washington Football Team until they figure out a name, which is also great.
There's nothing controversial about renaming the Redskins. You are literally calling people out for their skin color. Pick a new name, friend.
I know. It's like, just do that.
It shouldn't be controversial. It should be, ew.
I know. I mean,
yeah, that's like, not good.
The thing is, like, we need to learn. We need to educate. You know, we all have to grow. There were definitely times yes. There were definitely times.
No, I know that we do. I'm playing devil's advocate here. I liked the old ways, so I would not like to grow.
I don't want to grow. But the thing is, like, we've all done stuff in our past that we are, like, I think back on, like, my past and cringe.
Some less racist than others. Yes,
good point. Like, mine are on a very, 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 very different scale than some other people.
I cringe about the way that I texted boys. Oh. Not the way I refer to other human beings.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Facebook messages from 2006?
Correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, ooh, they were. Yeah, I still go back and delete old Facebook.
Why?
They're just, because they come up in my memories and I'm like, oh, girl, why'd you say that? But even so, you have to learn. You have to be willing to grow. You have to be willing to understand other people's perspective. If it is a, I'm just going to say this. Pepperoni on pizza is an opinion. People's lives are not an opinion.
Thank you.
That's the best way I could describe it. I don't know how else to say it eloquently because I am just
being fiscally conservative is totally fine. Saying gay people cannot get married or black people should get shot is not okay.
Yes. That is.
You see, there's a thing to get like Kyle Rittenhouse, that kid that like.
I can't even with the stuff that is going on with him. It's so ridiculous. Dude. Can you imagine if he was a black kid?
Oh, we wouldn't know him because he would be dead.
Oh, 100%. Like, it's just, guys, it's baffling. I can't with half of the stuff going on in the world right now. I cannot.
2021, let's hope for a new year. Let's hope for some reform.
Yes.
You know,
let's hope for some love. Let's hope for some, like, you know, responsibility, like people taking responsibility for actions.
I see so many. I love following these phenomenal cops on TikTok who are just like, Black Lives Matter. And like, you know, we need to reform. And I'm like, you guys are the loveliest and you're so funny. And I just, you know,
because like that's the thing that baffles me is like there's gotta be people on the inside who, like, at least I would like to think, like you're just saying, who see the systematic racism and see all of the like cultiness of the law enforcement in general. Like, there has to be people who joined to try and make a difference.
No, they're
want to make a difference still.
100% are, because I actually watched this TikTok where a guy was in handcuffs. He had done something wrong. A cop stood him up. A black officer stood him up, and he was like clearly doing his stupid shit. And he was like, not the officer, but the criminal was like, you know, chattering away. And another police officer swung at him. And that cop who was arresting the original criminal was like, put him in handcuffs. And they actually arrested the other cop on scene. I watched the video. It was.
We have to be accountable for our actions. Just because you are in a position of power does not mean that
agreed.
you just are not accountable for stuff. Like, that you just cannot get in trouble for things. It doesn't make any sense.
And to that lovely cop and all of the other lovely cops out there that would have done the same thing, like, we appreciate you. We want to interview you. Come DM us.
That would be super interesting.
Because, like, you're the bomb.
Like, let us reform, educate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, you know, maybe redistribute some of the funding to schools.
and social workers, Jesus, and they get paid less than we do.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's just like, let's take a step back. Let's think about reality for a second and not this delusional world that we're living in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And try and
be better. Peace.
Let's be better people. Let's be better people. And just be better, everyone. That was our rant and PSA. We've had a lot of these recently. Sorry, everyone.
Well, you know, we believe what we believe and we have to get it out there some way.
Oh my gosh. It's so hard because I feel like sometimes you just like, oh, it's just so exhausting. I know everyone else feels it. Like, you read the news, you're on social media. You're just like, I often feel like so disappointed in like half, like in the country as a whole and like in all of the systems. And it's like, it is so exhausting. And I can only imagine people who are not as fortunate as I am. And like, I am so incredibly privileged. And so I cannot imagine, like, I can't. But I want to be the best ally and the best, you know, advocate that I can be and do everything that I can. And it's just like,
and if we are doing something wrong, please, by all means, DM us and tell us, and we will change it, because we truly do.
We want to be better. We want to grow. Like, we want to, like we were just saying, like, everybody, like, there are things that you did, like, you may not have known were, you know, were not a good thing to say. Like, I mean, a great example of like, just change. Change happens over time. Like, we, like, sex workers used to be called prostitutes, and that is an offensive term. And so we now call them sex workers, and that is the appropriate term to use. And so it's all about updating your language, mm-hmm. updating your perspective, learning from other people. That's all it is. It's simple. It's not complicated. There's nothing complicated about updating.
Being considerate to another human being.
Absolutely.
Not that difficult.
It's not that difficult. Just be the best that you can be and listen to people. And if you're doing something wrong, fix it. And there we go. That's what I got to say about that.
I enjoyed that. So much. We have so many hopes for 2021.
And guys.
We hope by, when will this drop? January 5th?
Whatever the Tuesday is, it's either 5th. The 4th or the 5th. Fifth.
I hope everything has come true that we just talked about.
Oh my gosh. Wouldn't it be amazing if we just woke up to a blue sky world? Well, we will, but it'll be a better blue sky world.
Well, I'll certainly have stories. Well, I might have stories next time we record, because we're going back hybrid.
Oh, I'm going to be so curious to hear about that.
I mean, I've already had a couple of kids in my room, and it's actually, I'm like, oh my God, another human. I'm very excited.
I can totally believe that. So. Oh, well, that'll be very interesting. Well, I'll be very curious. Yeah. Well, guys, hopefully our ranting and raving didn't scare you off.
this is our end of 2020. So if you had to cut us off a little early, totally cool.
Totally
fine. No big deal.
Totally fine. We'll see you.
We got
in the next
bigger
one.
And better things. And we very much thank you for hanging out with us this last 9 months.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. We've loved every second of it, and we appreciate you guys. And we're so excited to bring you some new content in the new year. Mm-hmm. We're so pumped.
Yep. Definitely take a listen to that interview we're going to do, because Sean Cribben, got to say, he's a real cool dude. So
cool.
You won't be disappointed.
Nope. Definitely not. Well, thanks for listening, guys. And we'll see you next time.
Happy and healthy new year.
Happy new year.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate and subscribe. See you next time.